Blog Talk Radio. Hello, I am Chuck Landington welcoming you to an all-new Metal Injection livecast. Rob debuted the new livecast website this week. You can now hear Shlomo sing Angel of Death whenever you want, which if you're like me, is never. So yeah, keep on not visiting the website. Here's the show.
No. Keep visiting the website.
It's pew.
MetalInjection.net/livecast. The site is up. We have websites. So we have surveys for all of us. All of us filled out a survey. There's a show bio. There's best bits.
What, those questions were submitted by our listeners, right?
You didn't come up with those. Some of them, yeah.
So what people don't know is that we didn't see each other's bios until, I guess, the site was posted. Or, like, I didn't read anyone's bios when you sent me the link initially.
Yeah.
But then when you finally posted the website, I went and I read everyone's bios, and I was just in tears reading Sid's and Darren's.
Oh.
Rob, I was like, oh, he's an asshole. No. I just really enjoyed reading them is what I was trying to say.
Thank you.
What I liked is that both me and Sid were like, we wipe standing up. And it's just like, I'm not a lady.
Yeah.
And then Darren writes, oh, sitting down.
Yeah. I like that most of us, with the exception of Darren, have the same condom preference.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Family.
Yeah.
We all stray a little bit, but mostly we're in line.
Yeah.
Except about condoms and wiping. Sometimes at the same time.
It's true.
If you're doing it right.
Wait, what?
I don't get it.
Wipe that condom off and go back in there.
Wait, what?
Reduce, reuse, recycle. You know what I'm talking about, what?
Are you talking about a condom in the butt?
Whatever. Swipe it off and get back in there.
Wouldn't that be really scary if, like, a condom fell in someone's butt?
Fell in?
Well, not fell in. Like, if it fell off in someone's ass.
It came off inside someone's ass.
Yeah.
That's not the worst thing that doctors would have had to take out of someone's ass.
Yeah.
It's fine. You just shit it out.
Yeah.
It's not like it's going to get lost up in there.
A friend of mine who is studying to be a nurse.
Oh.
What?
Nothing, go on.
A friend of mine who is studying to be a nurse told me how they were taking an x-ray, or they were looking at an x-ray of a guy who put, like, his child's toy in his ass. I mean, like, what...
The big wheels.
What would compel people to put that in their ass? Like, I don't get the fetish.
Just like things in your ass.
Yeah.
Rob, can you help us out here?
Sphincter expansion. That's what it's about.
Yeah, but, like, a child's toy? Like, your own kid's toy?
I don't understand that either. I mean, get the proper toys.
Any brand... Remote.
I don't know. Are there brands? I don't know. I'm not aware of such things.
But some company makes butt plugs. It's not just randomly produced by the government.
I feel like, doesn't the government have money set aside for this sort of thing?
The butt plug fund? PPF?
Yeah.
The gaping asshole fund.
Well, no, that's the fund that we pay Rob so he could, I don't know. I just wanted to call Rob a gaping asshole.
How dare you, Sid?
I like the word gaping. Gaping asshole.
Never had one?
Mm-mm.
Yet. It's something to aspire to.
I'm not really into, like, big, stretched-out bungholes.
But you're not going to be seeing it. Someone who's going to be looking at yours.
I guess if my special someone wants to look into my gaping asshole,
what's
that'll
up
be fine.
There?
And think about how easy it'd be to poop with a gaping asshole.
Yeah, you shoot that right out on him.
I don't have
an
issue
pooping. It's a whole new
level
of squirting. That's like that's squirting 201, not 101.
Yeah, but I would have to
get
have the shits. I never really have the shits.
Really?
Watch, I'm going to have the shits tomorrow.
Yeah. You've never had the shits, or you never really have the shits? Like, it happens once in a while, right? Like,
no, I've never had
bad
poisoning
Indian food
or anything.
Let's take you to an Indian restaurant.
I am never going to an Indian restaurant.
Racist.
Unless I go with Darren. Stop,
speaking of which, where's Darren?
Darren, what's funny is like, I wonder if Darren, is Darren going to make it to the show on time? Hey, wait, he's still online. What's going on?
Yeah, I have my computer on and I see Darren's screen name on AIM or
and right
whatever.
As you say, Darren's still on AIM. Rob's phone rings.
Yeah.
Ring, ring. Hey, guys. So, you know how daylight savings time was basically a month ago? I never changed the clock in my room because, it's only been a month.
How did he get here on time to other weeks? I don't know.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. No. It's a lie because I have proof that Darren was online for 2 hours. Like I told you, an hour and 45
uh-huh.
minutes.
Yeah.
He was online for an hour. So the computer automatically changes the time.
Yeah, his computer, he said. But like he has a clock in his house.
But he was on his computer looking.
So analog.
Right. But he wouldn't look at the time on his computer. That's ridiculous.
And doesn't he ever like check his phone for stuff? Wouldn't his phone tell him the accurate time?
He doesn't like using his cell phone, Noah. He uses his house phone at home. He doesn't like
what?
The radiation of the cell phone. Hasn't he ever talked about this on the show?
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Yeah, he's not really into the cell phones. He's OCD about it. We'll get into that with Darren when he gets
okay.
in here. I don't want to share his story.
Okay.
And I don't know if it's necessarily OCD or just something else.
Not okay. wanting to get brain cancer?
Yeah.
Or just a good excuse to miss your phone calls.
Yeah, whatever it takes. I'm listening to this kid's voice on the phone.
Which kid?
The one I'm looking at right now, named Bravo.
Oh, no, we just talk online. No, it's...
Yeah, see? You had to resort to that because he'd never pick up when you called.
Oh, I see. That's true.
Thank you.
I feel like the show is so naked without Darren.
Yeah. Thankfully, we have the new livecast soundboard on the website, so I can access it and pretend he's here.
Oh.
So it could work. It could work out. Let's see here. You're on it! That's what Darren would do.
Yeah, that's something Darren would play.
And then...
I can't believe that Darren...
Noah's penis.
That Darren allowed for us to put the sound effects online
oh, yeah.
for everyone to
did
be able
he,
to do
did
what
he
does.
Did you do
yeah, no, he... No, he knows, but you think if we told him about it, he would have just went...
No.
See, this is all from the livecast soundboard, folks.
I don't know. You don't have the same finesse as Darren with your sound effects.
I think so.
Yeah, exactly.
So, since we have the soundboard now, we're doing a contest. We want to do a mashup contest. We have all these sounds, all the sounds that Darren uses.
I love Bujanina.
And you can make your own mashup.
But try to
I
do it.
Kill myself.
Maybe they should do it based on Darren, like as an ode.
Rape.
An ode to Darren.
Well, there's not really any Darren effects here. There's mostly me and Dave Mustaine.
I'd give anything for that chance. I mean, people hate me because of you.
I went nuts.
Lots of good stuff.
Right.
So that's right. We're doing a mashup contest. And the winner will receive a free Metal Injection t-shirt and tickets to a concert, perhaps. I haven't figured out which one. I was initially going to say Death to All, but that's coming up in like a few weeks, so we want
to... Can they choose which concert they want tickets to? And then
No. Mayhem Fest, we'll say. They'll win a pair of tickets to Mayhem Fest. I can give tickets to that. I have access of evils to the Mayhem Fest. We have a phone call.
Oh.
214, you're on the Metal Injection livecast.
Hey, what's going on? It's Eddie again.
What's up, Eddie again?
Do you spell your name Eddie, E-D-D-I-E?
Yes.
Cool.
I called last time, and I think I was pretty stoned last time.
How stoned are you this time?
Oh, can we get stoned?
Yeah.
Actually, I'm sober today.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Liar.
Away with you.
Oh, okay. Well, I was the kid that called about the marshals and me kicking a raccoon thing.
What?
Were you the one that called about the China poster in the library? That's the last call that I remember.
No. It was a while back. Well, I just wanted to say hey and kind of wanted to just listen to the show because my computer is...
Yeah.
Oh, you worked at Marshall's. Is that what you're saying?
Oh.
Yeah.
You're with the guy who jerked off in the changing room.
That story.
Right? This was the guy that jerked off in a Marshall's changing room, right?
It wasn't really.
Yeah. Now
there.
I remember remember the story.
Marshall's changing room.
Now I remember the story. Into that woman's blouse or something.
Yeah, you pervert.
Yes. Yes, it was very disgusting.
You enjoyed it in the moment, though, right? I would hope.
I was not the one that did the action. I was the one that worked at the place, and I caught the guy.
We know that, but play along. I was trying to paint it as if you were the one jerking off. Come on.
Oh. Yeah.
Get with it. Get with it. I thought you were sober.
Yeah, what's your problem?
I'm not up to game today. Sorry. Just kind of found out news.
Uh-oh. Did somebody die?
What's the news?
No, it's just... It's family related, and as I mentioned before, I'm from Jamaica and Honduras. Well, my dad's from Jamaica. I was born in Honduras. And there's like a strife going on in the city in Honduras where I was born, and my cousin got shot.
Oh wow.
Yeah, so it's pretty sad.
Is he dead?
No, he's fighting for his life, I guess. But he was only 12.
Oh wow.
How did he get shot?
It was like a civil war thing going on, I guess. Well, what they told me is that he was like, there's like little convenience stores called pulperias, you know, like a little gas station, but it's like a shack. And they said that he was walking along to buy something, and that he kind of just got caught in the middle of it.
Oh, wow, that's sad.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
Sorry to hear that.
Thanks. Well, how are you guys?
Bummed out now.
Now we're really sad.
Thanks.
No, you have a relative shot in Israel?
No, not a relative. But two school children got blown up.
Hey,
on the way to class. Wow, Darren, you made it here really fast.
We're talking about a 12-year-old cousin who got shot in Honduras. Yes, just Eddie's.
The caller.
The dude who kicked out of Marshall's masturbator.
Hi, Eddie.
Hello.
He says hello. Darren doesn't have his headphones on just yet, so we'll just repeat everything you say.
Yeah.
I was human urinal.
Come on, Rob.
Great. Well, I'm really happy to talk to you guys because, you know, I've been listening for a while, and then I finally don't have a piece of shit phone so I could call you guys.
Cool. Well, awesome. Well, Eddie, we appreciate you listening in and being a fan.
Are you sober because you spent your drug money on a new phone?
That's pretty accurate, actually.
Knew it.
And I ran out of my stash from Colorado. So, it's crazy. Like, once you try this stuff from over there, like, everything that you buy just from connections, it's like shit compared to, like...
Yeah, you become a snob. I hear you. That's how I felt when I went to L.A., and I got really, really good stuff. All right, well, Eddie, you know, we'll let you listen to the show.
Oh, okay. Thanks, Rob. Gee.
Well, I want to...
Well, I could continue talking.
No. Okay, we'll leave you on if you want to contribute to this next thing. But I read online now, I read on this thing, the internet, that in Colorado, where weed is 100% legal for anybody, not just residents, that during the week of 420, which is apparently National Cannabis Week or International Cannabis Week.
It is.
They're doing weed tourism where you buy a travel package, right? Then you go for a week of weed tasting. They pick you up. They give you weed. They pick you up at the airport.
Oh.
You stay.
What if they're too stoned and they forget?
Hotels that are weed-friendly hotels. They give you weed. There's baking classes. There's farming classes.
It's like a Groupon.
Let's go on a weedcation.
No, thank you.
This is happening.
We can do it for my birthday.
A vacation.
Let's go to Colorado.
I was talking to, I know this isn't really relative. I do want to do that, but I'm pretty sure that costs money. And I actually just, I'm about to put my ticket to the 70,000 pounds of metal or tons of metal.
70,000 pounds of metal. I got to tell you, that's a really fun thing to do. But not only do you have to, like, save the $1,000 it is for the ticket, You have to save like another $500 to $1,000
for
the booze on the cruise.
And then you might run into Frank.
Yeah. Oh, and you can
I have like $3,500 saved up, and that was for a car.
Yeah, well, a car might get you further.
Nah, take the cruise.
But, like, okay, I have like a 96 Corolla, and that's getting me around. And I'd rather go to a week of metal than a car.
Fair enough. Yeah. Well, you won't.
I was looking at the previous lineups, though, and they're like a whole bunch of like Scandinavian bands, which I don't have a problem with, but, you know.
That's the thing. These festivals are geared more towards people from Europe, so it's a lot more like power metal and folk metal and traditional, like older heavy metal bands, not so much modern heavy metal bands.
Yeah, which I enjoy a lot. Like, I don't know if I said this last time, the first pretty much album ever that I received that was heavy was Venom's Welcome to Hell, and it was from my brother.
Oh, yeah, we did talk about that. Yeah, and they were on the cruise. They played the cruise.
Yeah, so, you know, I enjoy both spectrums. But, yeah, it's happening.
Cool. Well, sounds good. But we're still going to go to this Colorado thing right now.
Well, can we go there for my birthday? Because it's right before my birthday.
Sure.
On that weekend, and then maybe we can do
it. Oh, no, it's a week thing. You have to get in on the week.
Oh, I have to.
Let's just go to Colorado. Let's just go to Colorado for a weekend. We don't have to go for this tourism thing.
Yeah, just for the weekend. Oh.
You guys should come to Dallas.
Is there free weed in Dallas?
I could hook it up.
No, we can't take your weed. You're saving up for a cruise.
Yeah, and I've been to Dallas, and you didn't give me shit.
Can we stay at your house? So we don't.
Sure.
Well, what part of Dallas?
Garland.
Okay, I guess that's all right.
Do you have Wi-Fi so we could do the podcast from your house?
I'm using my neighbor's Wi-Fi. The reason why, because I had a pretty damn good connection, but with the whole torrenting thing, I used to do that, and I kind of got an email thing.
Oh, you got caught torrenting. Oh,
yeah.
Wow. It actually happens. What were you?
Yeah.
I got that email back in the day.
HBO.
I got a letter.
Yeah.
Actually, because an ex of mine, you know, we're going to watch some movies. And
what was his name?
His name was Richard. No, but, I spent all the money that I wanted to go to the movies with her on weed. So I kind of told her, hey, we could just watch movies at my house. And she's like, well, I want to watch a new movie. So I downloaded like 10, and they caught me.
Which 10?
It was like Insidious, Premium Rush, Argo.
All the Friday.
The one with the other Gordon Levitt movie with what's his name?
That was Gordon.
Okay,
Levitt.
We don't really
do
it. Was Gordon Levitt. It was a B movie.
Did you get that one?
Chocolat.
The what?
Chocolat.
Starring Gordon Levitt.
Gordon Lightfoot.
Very hungry.
But, so I got caught. So I'm using my neighbor's internet, which is fucked up.
Which is why you're calling in to listen to the show.
Yeah, exactly. It is, because it's so terrible.
You should tell your neighbor to pay for the premium package.
You should send your neighbor a letter like, hello, your internet is too slow.
I downloaded Fiddler on the Roof the other day, and I think I got a bootleg, though, because it just kept saying Maniga.
I went nuts.
No, that's not Maniga. It. This is it.
Oh, okay.
It's funny, like, I know a lot of other people have said this on the show, too, but I've learned so much about Jewish culture listening to you guys.
That warms my barely Jewish heart.
Yeah.
It's amazing, because I guess religious-wise, I'm actually Seventh-day Adventist, which is
strange. That, like, was that forced on you, or that you actually believe that?
Well, I was born, you know, into church and all that. And I actually, now I'm trying to resurface back into church. And I just started helping out teaching like a Sabbath school class, mm-hmm. which is like Sunday school. But
well, why don't you give, I mean, I know what that is, but for maybe the, for the audience who doesn't know what a Seventh-day Adventist is, why don't you tell them?
All right. Well, first of all, it's shit. No, I'm playing. But
I agree with that.
Yeah, it's very pretentious. If you know, it's what it is. It's if you take Christianism, which is you know Jesus is amazing, and so is God, and then you take out the Virgin Mary and don't turn her into a superhero, and then you add the Judaism aspect of, oh, shit, we can't do anything on Saturday because we'll die.
Like, can I interrupt for a second? Like, yeah, why is it absurd to think, like, the Virgin Mary is a superhero but not Jesus?
I don't know. Wrong person.
Oh, because I thought you were into this stuff.
I am, but, like, the thing is...
We teach a Sunday school.
Like... The way that my perspective is on this, when I get in it, like, it takes a while. And then another thing is that I've tried to dabble in different things. Like, I respect a lot of different followings now just because, you know, the cliche thing that my eyes have been opened. I don't know.
Did your parents do anything when you were a kid because of this shit?
No, like, my actual childhood was not childlike at all. Like, you know, when you live in a third world country and you come to the States and this kind of following, because being a Seventh-day Adventist in Honduras is so much different. You know, you stand under banana tree and then you just have your service and you're with your family. Now, when you come here and just the whole aspect, it's so much different. It's somehow, like, so many stigmas attached to, oh, shit, you're Seventh-day Adventist, so you can't eat pork, you can't do anything pretty much on the whole weekend, and you can't drink, you can't do all these things. Of course, I don't follow everything, you know. But, it's just one of those things that even though you don't want to be part of it, you kind of have to be.
Well, I want to see how good of a Christian you are. Tell me, on how many of the first 7 days did God rest?
Well, see, the thing is, you know, the first six, he created the earth.
Uh-huh. And then how many did he rest?
One. In the seventh day.
Oh, I hung up on him. I should have put him on hold.
By the way, if anybody's wondering what the whispers were and us sounding distracted, we have the college basketball, the Duke-Louisville game on in the background.
Mm-hmm.
And while Eddie was talking, a dude went to try to block a shot and missed and landed on his leg, and his leg literally snapped in half.
Ah, I want to see
still,
it.
They showed one replay, but it was fucking gruesome.
Well, they're totally not going to show it on this broadcast now.
And the players are all, like, in tears and, like, just completely shell-shocked, and the game still hasn't restarted. It was hideous.
I missed it.
Oh, my God. The dude's legs snapped.
Do you think I can find it online?
Probably. If not now, then within minutes.
Yeah, it's going to be up there eventually.
Oh.
What do I search for?
See, and that guy probably believes in Jesus.
Go on, like, I'll
see? And that guy's leg snapped right in half.
Speaking of people believing in Jesus, earlier on the Metal Injection Facebook page, I posted this silly Photoshop of, like, the photo of Jesus coming back, or Jesus being resurrected, and it's, like, all metal frontmen and stuff Photoshopped on it. So, like, Jesus is Lemmy, and then Rob Halford is Photoshopped in, and, like, King Diamond, Dave Mustaine, Tony Iommi, whatever, whatever. And then, like, huge debate on Facebook over this.
What?
Well, the initial debate was like, oh, this photo needs Dimebag, and where's Dio? And it's like, where are all these people that deserve to be on this poster?
So they're not debating that it's offensive. It's everyone
then,
loves it, but there's not enough of their personal
guys
in it.
But then, like,
Where's the dime bag, man?
And then one guy was legit. I think he's been downvoted, but he was like, "You motherfuckers are going to hell for this."
You're probably kidding, right?
No, he's like, "Who the fuck did this? Whoever did this should be ashamed. I like metal at all, but this is so blasphemous and of all days." It's like, really?
I like metal and all. He likes Striper.
What was that band where the guy quit after going on the homophobic rant?
Oh,
that
yeah.
Christian band.
Oh, For Today.
There you go. It's probably that guy.
Fuck the For Today. This guy, he's like, "Where's Dio, Tom Araya, Slash, Bruce, Cliff Burton, Ozzy, Dimebag, Rob Zombie, and Joey Jordanson?" And this I was like, "Joey Jordanson? Yeah, the drummer from Slipknot, man."
Yeah, Slipknot. Let's put some Stained in there, too.
Yeah. Creed.
And whoever does the album covers for Mudvayne. Just because if we're throwing in random people.
Yeah, Pusshead. Put Pusshead in.
Half of these assholes are pussies and Christians now. Hardly what I would call gods of metal. More like sellouts of an industry.
Nice. The industry wants you to become Christian? What?
Who knows? Like, this makes any fucking sense, what people say.
Really.
The fucking dumb picture and they're arguing over it.
Oh, here we go. "Whoever has created a fucking pic like this, go to hell, you motherfuckers. You got no brains? You can't even think God will take your brains out of your fucking head?
Brains.
Fuck your blasphemy. I'm a sinner too, yet I'm still thinking. Use your brains, bastards."
And this has been marked down as spam.
Off the internet.
That guy's my favorite.
I don't know.
It could be a troll because I was rolled over his profile and it says, "Works at I don't give a fuck what you think about me."
And where's Joey Jordanson?
I'll fucking kill you and I'll enjoy doing it.
Angry. I'm so angry over Jesus.
Also, I found more info on this World Cannabis Week Tour of Colorado.
How much are they paying you for this?
I would love to show up as media.
How much is the week tour? Oh, media, eh?
They print the press pass on hemp for you.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
And you can smoke it when you're done with the trip.
Yeah.
The problem is everyone would smoke it during the trip, and they wouldn't have press passes anymore.
Oh, I found the website, worldcannabisweek.com.
Uh-huh.
The ultimate cannabis tour experience.
Or you could just stay home and keep doing it the way you have been your whole fucking life.
What I want to know is...
No, here's the tour, though. Hold on.
You get to meet Mushroom Head?
They're going on the tour, so they might be like in the hotel room next to you.
Tourists will be picked up at an airport and transported to what is described as a 420-friendly hotel to be in a week's worth of activities, including attendance at the annual 420 rally at the Civic Center Park, the High Times Cannabis Cup, and a weekend concert at Red Rocks.
What are you rallying for? You won.
Featuring Slightly Stupid, Redman, Methodman. In addition, there will be daily happy hour parties. Naturally, they'll get underway at 4:20, which is the corniest thing ever.
Well, it's not even illegal, so there's no more illegal, criminal code in. So why it's not 4:20 in Colorado anymore? Why still
but
call
it's become
it that?
Such a strong symbol for the culture, Darren.
Oh, jerk me off with that shit.
Maybe you can at 4:20.
I got a question. So this is now legal in Colorado.
Oh my God!
Correct. What? Go ahead. Yeah, I'm very excited.
Oh my God.
I'm not in the room.
Yeah. I just looked up the prices. Could we just let's go around and take a guess with this?
What? Run down for me everything that I get.
Okay.
We'll do like the Price is Right showcase.
So there's the weekend only tickets. Which is 3 days of cannabis sampling.
That's what I want
to
do.
3 days of cannabis sampling. Don't bring cannabis. You will have plenty to sample. Medical marijuana grow tour and grow class.
Okay.
Transportation. Two parties. The concert of your choice. And a ticket to the cannabis cup.
Okay.
And then you can get the 5 day package.
Okay. Let's go. I'm going to guess the 5 day
package. Okay, the 5 day package includes 5 days of cannabis sampling. Don't bring cannabis. You'll have plenty to sample. All right,
free weed.
Three workshops. Daily 4:20 happy hour parties.
Okay.
Major events on Thursday and Friday night. A 420 rally and a Saturday night concert choice with Redman and Method Man or the Motet. And you get High Times Cannabis Cup and transportation from the airport.
All right. Transportation from the airport. I don't fly you in.
Oh, no. You got to pay for your
okay. So it's from the airport. It's probably like $40. Method Man and Redman. That's like maybe a $100 concert. Free weed for these fucking potheads for a week.
It's not free, though. You're paying.
Right, right. Okay. The equivalent.
Complimentary.
Complimentary weed. I'm going to say $1,250, Bob.
No. No, it's $650.
No,
oh, I'm
you're
sorry.
Both down for us.
What were you going to say? What were you guys
$1.
I said like $700 or $800.
No. I was going to say $532.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, the weekend pass was $550, which I think is not that. I guess
yeah,
it's not bad. It's if it
bad.
Plays for the hotel as well, then I don't think that's bad.
It's probably like a fucking motor in.
So I got a question. Now, this are you going to listen to me this time? Because you're
yeah.
Very excited about it.
Sorry. Now that I know how much it costs, I don't know if I could.
Rob's already in Colorado. He's just ran like Fred Flintstone. You know?
He's on orbits right now.
Yeah.
He's finishing it up.
Oh, he just finished his booking.
Priceline. William Shatner got me a great deal in Colorado.
So what I want to know is, do you – oh, that's Rob running out the door to go to Colorado. Do you like – all right, I live in New York. Now, I want to go to Colorado where it's legal. But I take out my checkbook and I write a check for this and I send it to them. And I have now just purchased complimentary weed for a week, among other things.
Right.
Have I broken the law?
No.
No, because you're getting your weed in that state.
But I purchased weed in New York.
Ah.
Didn't I?
No.
Let's assume I did.
You're not purchasing weed. You're not paying for the weed. You're paying for the...
paying for the package.
The travel package.
And they hand you weed.
Yeah. You're not paying for the weed.
Weed is going to be provided by the party.
The weed is complimentary. Yeah, like for the party. You're paying to get into the party. You're not paying for the weed.
That
yeah.
seems like a loophole. That
it's
kind of
like with escorts. Like, you're not paying to have sex with them. You're paying for their time.
Well, but you
and
still,
then they decide, oh, sure,
escort,
we'll have sex.
Like how people used to scalp on eBay, where it's like, bid for this pen, and it comes with tickets to this Foo Fighters concert.
Right, but escort services get busted all the time because it's a loophole that can break down
very
easily.
Well, they get busted when they admit that when they, like... They're like, yeah, it's $100 for a blowjob or whatever. Yeah. And then it's like, okay, you're charging for sex. That's illegal.
But it seems like
they wouldn't get busted if they're just like, hey, come hang out with me. But I'm going to charge you $100 and, you know, we'll see where the night takes us.
I don't know, man. I think they get shut down all the fucking time.
Because where they are is illegal.
Uh-huh. Oh, is that right?
If you're going somewhere where it's legal.
I guess. Yeah, that makes sense.
Like if you booked a trip to like the Bunny Ranch or something, you wouldn't get arrested.
I'm just trying to rain on Ross for
a
minute.
No, that's fine. He's not really.
Yeah, I'm not going to go.
Just for the show.
I can get weed.
Wait, we're not?
But I have to. Well, the weekend passes are sold out. They only have the 5.
Sorry, no. There is no
we should just go to Colorado. We should do a trip. Why not?
It's are there legal. Any bands from there that you could go visit?
Cephalic Carnage.
There you go.
Oh, yeah. Let's go to Colorado then.
There you go.
You still have to buy the weed once you're there, though.
It's probably super cheap.
Yeah.
Probably like way cheaper than it is
here.
Here, so it's like,
really, is it bad Jews? What
like I have
it?
A hole in my pocket.
Give us the Jew weed report.
Well, it's like I want to say wherever it's legal, like an ounce on average here is like $400.
$4 to $450.
If you want like premium, $455. That same ounce in California or Colorado would be $150 to $200.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, it was like $120 for an ounce.
I'm sure the quality, though,
when
was
you were
also
a kid?
100.
I was like 16, whatever.
Oh, okay. I thought like 4.
No, I didn't smoke weed that early. Teenage years. But that's that's 300% markup.
Yeah, weed is
expensive.
I'm not that old, jeez.
And now that we're smoking the G-Pen, the oil, which is so much like harder to get, is so expensive.
It's not canola?
No. In California,
canola?
No, that won't get you high.
No.
Canola or flour tortillas?
Cornola.
EVOO.
So in California, it was $30, but here for a gram is like... $50 to $60.
It's very sad.
Yeah, and it's extra sad because we're Jewish.
Honestly, the best part is just the variety and being able to be like, I want a weed that makes me laugh right now.
Yeah.
I don't want to fall asleep on this weed.
Yeah, I don't want to smoke the same weed for a month because that's the only thing that my guy can get.
First world weed problems, Darren. That's what this is.
Yeah,
really.
Yeah.
Thank you.
$50 for a gram of weed.
And it's $30 in California. That's $20 difference.
We need to Sally Struthers. Save the
well,
for that extra $20 that I'm spending, I could just buy more weed.
For just
60 cents a day, you can get poor Noah high for a month.
Please.
The cost of your Starbucks coffee. In a month, can buy Noah an ounce of weed.
And keep her happy.
Maybe she'll fall asleep in front of you and you get an upskirt shot.
Well. That's that.
Same for Rob. Rob upskirts are the best. Oh, actually, it's down jeans.
Down jeans.
He's always got the plumber's crack going.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, did we already talk about your shaft?
Oh,
on,
yeah.
On air? No.
No,
about
no we haven't brought up my shaft.
I got out. What?
Well, listen, I pick Rob up on the
Sid
way
had
here.
A very alarming message.
And Rob
saw his shaft.
You've got to drop me off a couple blocks away because my shaft broke. And I was like, what? He's like, from my bong. But for a second, I thought I was taking him to the car.
There was no dramatic pause.
There
I was.
Like,
oh, the shaft broke to my pipe.
But I thought for a second that you were going to tell me you broke your dick somehow.
Yeah, Sid was too busy concentrating on the I broke my shaft part of the sentence, but he didn't hear the other part.
And it was just your bong. I didn't.
So did you kind of like freeze?
For a second, I was just like, oh.
Did you think you were taking it to the urologist?
There's no telling the stories that Rob will share in this little brief car ride from his place to the studio. Mm-hmm. So anything's possible. I thought maybe his shaft actually was broken. He was taking it very well.
Yeah, I was going to say, wouldn't it really hurt?
He smoked so much weed, I guess he just numbed himself.
He might have finally found out where he got the hickey.
Oh, right. Whoever broke that shaft.
Yeah.
Wow.
Did you get a new shaft, Rob, when I dropped you off?
Unfortunately, they didn't have the right size shaft.
Too big or too small.
P-E-N-I-F.
Not long enough.
Oh, so picky. Size queen.
P-E-N-I-F goes into the anus to rupture intestines.
And shaft.
Intestines.
Gaytan Dugas needed a new shaft.
That's a pretty, like, huge penis.
Gaytan Dugas.
Intestines. What was in the anus?
Well, those things rupture really easily, don't they?
No, but like you have to reach them.
Okay, look at what that intestine was wearing.
Yeah, well, maybe some intestines. Some people have low intestines, low sense of intestines.
Low hanging
intestines.
Give us your molested children.
Oh. What?
Oh.
I'll take a few.
I don't know. All of those are just completely out of con. No one remembers what she was saying.
It doesn't matter.
He ruptured intestines as his partner became a corpse.
No.
Oof. Is she reading Cannibal Corpse?
Yeah, Eric? That's...
Every corpse found without clothes has a partner.
What?
That's good.
That sounds sort of sweet.
Do you want to hear more?
Going lesbian is not normal.
Well, we know that. Come on.
Noah.
Yeah, she did a PSA because she heard about the Colorado thing.
He depressed his immune system with pot.
With pot, see? That's how you get AIDS.
Oh.
This is just the beginning of the next outbreak. Starting in Colorado.
Oh, so they're trying to round us up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And then they'll gas us and kill us.
Just going to put a big fence around Colorado.
I'm fine with that.
It's very easy. It's a square-shaped state.
Oh.
Yeah.
So how did you guys feel about all the equal signs on our news feeds this week? Did anybody get, like, on my news feed, all my friends are a bunch of liberals.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Anybody get any, like, anti,
no.
Any backlash to the equality?
All I saw was the fiance of my brother-in-law. They live in New Mexico. And I guess her family is very conservative because she had the equal sign. But then her dad commented, "You guys are killing me with this stuff, but I still love you."
He had an unequal. He had an inequality sign.
It's not equal.
Yeah.
That's the only negative response I saw.
I saw there was a band that posted that does not equal sign.
Really?
And they got like shat on.
Which band?
It's was a Christian band.
Oh. No, I had a chat called them and complained.
Yeah.
They had the greater than or equal to.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I'm waffling.
Damn mathcore bands getting it all mixed up.
It might be. I haven't worked out the equation yet. So greater than or equals to. No, I'm certainly behind the sentiment that it represents, but I just think it's like slacktivism, you know? It just doesn't do anything.
Yeah.
There's no point to it.
What also is funny is the passive aggression of, like, the liberal rebellion against liberalism of, like, no, I will not change my profile photo, whatever, whatever. Like, I saw that on my feed, and then I saw an argument of that person who said, I will not, just because I don't have an equal sign as my profile photo, it doesn't mean that, whatever. And then someone with an equal sign was like, what are you talking about? Like, how are you, blah, 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 and they're going to get struck. I'm like, oh, just.
You're fighting about the equal
on
sign.
On Facebook.
Yeah, on Facebook.
They're not even fighting anymore about the gay marriage.
Yeah.
It's become a meme, basically. But these were two husbands fighting with each other, so it was really confusing.
They were mad about other things.
It was women. It was women.
They were mad about, you know, leaving the seat up or something.
But that's not an issue.
Well, how do you know?
Maybe one woman has a really narrow ass.
Exactly.
I don't know what that means. Sounded good.
I think you should always put the seat down, not because of feminism, but I mean, it's just mathematical. You know?
I'm just worried about. I'm just worried about dropping stuff.
No, I mean, there's four states that the toilet could be in. It's like man shitting. Man pissing, woman shitting, woman pissing. And three of the four require the seat down. So it should be down by default.
Oh, I thought you meant like the top of the seat.
Not
the cover?
The cover, yeah.
You can't do anything if that's down.
No, I know, but do you generally like turn that down?
Well, he does because his cat drinks his shit water.
That's true.
We've covered that.
not the shit water. It's the new water after I flush.
It's like new.
Which has some remnants of shit, probably.
I don't think you get full price for that water. That's gently used water, we'll say.
Gently.
Oh, the Darren's poop.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, what were you saying, though?
Oh, yeah. So I always...
Oh, yeah. So.
I cover the seat because I tend to drop stuff in the toilet. Like, I've dropped... my phone into the toilet. I've dropped a ring into the toilet.
Mm. You dropped. Yeah, you put the lid down. Yeah, that makes.
Yeah,
sense.
I always put the lid down.
I put the lid down when I take an extra large smelly shit.
To contain the smell.
I feel like maybe the smell won't. I don't flush. I just put the lid.
The smell just leaves slower. That's all you're doing.
Yeah. Well, that's fine. That's fine.
But have you ever like stumbled into the bathroom when you're half asleep with the lid down and start using the toilet?
Oh, that's happened to me. Yeah. I didn't start
using
the toilet.
No,
I didn't start peeing on the lid. I just sat down. Like, I took my underwear off and I sat down. I'm like, no, this is all wrong.
You didn't drop a little Roker on there?
No. It wasn't an emergency.
Okay. Good. Good to hear that. I've sat down on the lid up before and fell into the toilet.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
I've had that.
But I usually, like, brace myself before my ass gets in there. Like, I'll just put my hand on the sink and, like, whoa, what's going on here?
You need quick reflexes.
Wow.
Yeah. Like Spider-Man. Yeah. The Spider-Man of toilets.
What if you didn't have a wall to hold on to?
Well, I'd be living outside and I'd have bigger problems.
What if
you don't have a wall? How would you not have a wall?
No, like, what if the toilet was in the middle of the bathroom?
The toilet's exactly in the middle of the toilet. Whoever heard of that? Is there ever such a thing? Have you ever seen a toilet that's not next to a wall?
You have a really big bathroom. Everything's spread
out.
Well,
like, it could be like, like the wall would be behind it, but no walls to the side.
Yeah.
Or the front.
Was there like a toilet on the gazebo of your mansion
or
something?
That's how they do it in Israel.
It's not in a stall. You're not in a public restroom. No, if you're at someone's house and they wanted their toilet in the middle of the room.
I've never seen a toilet in the middle of the room in all my
years. You haven't seen luxurious toilets.
Yeah.
All right, fair enough. Show me a toilet. Show me a toilet that's in the middle of the room and I'll retract my statement.
All right, if anyone is listening and has a toilet, please call in.
646.
Yeah, yeah. Because everyone's listening. I would hope.
Yeah. 646-929-1357.
Donald Trump's listening right now. He has a toilet. I have a room that has nothing in it but a toilet. It's exactly in the center.
Yeah,
and it's more than an arm's length from any wall. So you better be careful to put the seat down.
He has people to sit him down.
Yeah.
No, people just hoist him over the toilet. They just hold him.
I think he just shits on poor people.
Feed him grapes. Trump dump.
I'm just
you're fired.
Hey, duty.
When he you're flushes, fired. He says that first. He has to do the catchphrase.
That's how I practice. I talk to my poop.
Oh, okay. I want to talk about this on the show. So, are you guys familiar with the meme online, Good Guy Greg?
Yes. No.
No.
It's just a guy. It's like the meme is like, oh, a girl is passed out at your house at a party. Make sure she gets home safe. That's the meme, as opposed to, like, you know, date rape her.
Okay.
It's like instances of a guy not being a scumbag, basically.
But the guy in the picture looks like a scumbag.
I think he's not supposed to. I think supposed to look like a cool guy.
Oh. Okay.
Let's start out with Scumbag Steve. That was a guy with a Yankee hat on backwards, you know, and like, this is typical things people do at a party.
That are asshole-y. And then Good Guy Greg was the rebuttal of like, oh, sometimes there's nice people. Anyway, so then like my Jewish friend on Facebook, who I've mentioned, my recently reformed Orthodox Jew friend.
Can you go into that a little? Because I want to remember how was he before this?
He was just a nerdy Russian kid
and
like just hung out with like dorks.
And he suddenly decided that
suddenly,
he's going to be a Yid.
Suddenly he's like, oh, religion's cool. Religion works with my, I don't know.
And this is Greg?
No. No, like he went hardcore into it. He like grew a beard. Like he just.
Well, Greg.
Also, it's you.
Yes, L'chaim. Anyway.
Sorry, go ahead.
And now he posts like really like overtly inspirational Jewish things and and solicitations for life insurance because, again, he's an Orthodox Jew, so naturally he has to sell insurance.
Uh-huh.
So anyway, he posted this meme that's supposed to be like good guy Orthodox Jew, and like these things are hilarious. Religion doesn't allow pork, doesn't try to make it illegal. that's an Orthodox guy being a good guy.
Yeah, that's because you can't. They can't do it. You think they wouldn't do it if they could do it?
Cashier says, Merry Christmas. Doesn't complain about a war on Hanukkah.
Uh-huh.
What a good guy.
Right.
Walks into a bar. Doesn't mind a joke or two.
Because
it's a Jew walking into a bar.
We had a war on Hanukkah. It was called World War II.
Yeah.
We fought that.
Now, this one is completely a lie. Thinks differently than you, doesn't think you're going to hell.
Right, because they don't believe in hell.
No. Yeah.
They still think you're a terrible person. That's a technicality,
hell
like the weed thing.
Hell is waiting online in Bloomingdale.
So. Oh, I get it.
finds out you're not Jewish? That's cool, bro. Want a sandwich? When has a Jew ever offered you a sandwich?
At the deli.
Hey, that's cool. Want a sandwich? $5.99.
Yeah.
sir, the sign says $4.99.
For you, $5.99.
Yeah. Hell is being overcharged.
And then this lie, sees money on the ground, donates it.
Yeah, okay.
Here's a penny.
I donate it to my pocket, my favorite charity.
Yeah.
The fuck out of here with that shit.
Donates it.
So did he create this on his own?
No, he just reposted, like, there's a Russian Jews Facebook group.
Sees people illegally downloading Fiddler on the Roof? Sends them cease and desist letter.
But a kindly worded one. It's not aggressive. Very respectful of their space.
Goyim walks into a weekly Jew control the media meeting? Doesn't have them arrested immediately. Lets them sit on the meeting and then has them arrested for life.
Oh, wow. There's in this Russian Jews page, there's an equality image where it's an equal sign overlaid on a matzah.
Uh-huh. But that's not...
And then, the first comment. It's Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. One man and one woman.
Jews are so behind everything.
Sodom and Gomorrah burned to the ground.
That's like
Adam and Shmuel.
Adam and Shmuel. Not Adam and Rachel. That's...
That's like the 1995 go-to reference of, you know, being anti-gay.
Even then, I think that was a passé reference.
Yeah, now they're just latching onto it now.
Yeah.
It's like how white people appropriate black slang.
The Facebook page responded, "Thank you for your input. Noted. You have your opinions, and we have ours." Uh-huh. And then the guy responds, "No,
you don't!
You're welcome. I have mine. You have yours. Hashem has his."
Oh,
"And also, you defiled a picture of a matzah. Shame on you." Lovely bread product that is. For heaven's sakes.
Anybody have matzah this week? It's Passover.
No. My favorite thing to do is take matzah and Nutella. Put it together. And I haven't done it this year.
Is Nutella kosher, though?
I don't give a shit. I just
why
like the flavor.
Have the matzo?
Well, Hashem cares. Matzah's good, that's why.
I like matzah.
I like matzah bry. I don't eat the matzah plain.
What's
the matzah
bry
is good. It's like, I don't even know how to put it into. Look it up. It would be a better way to explain it than me. It's just like a gooey, like you take the matzah and you put it in some egg and some stuff, you know.
And you like steam it or something?
No, you like it like an omelet.
Scramble.
You make it like an omelet.
Sort of.
Yeah.
My grandma would make that for me, and then I'd be like, "Why are you doing this, grandma? This is disgusting."
But to just eat the fucking matzahs like that, like a cracker, is disgusting.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
Not
like
if it's covered with Nutella.
They have egg matzah. That's good. Some of them are good. Some of them are flavored.
Do you have bacon matzah yet?
They should.
Maybe. Oh, like this conversation goes really deep of this guy being pissed. Because like the Facebook page really engages him. Like, oh, it's
Deep,
about love.
Deep makes it sound a little bit intellectual. So
yeah.
You're right.
It's not
so that he goes, "As I recall, Hashem punished the entire nation of Israel for men loving men and women loving women. Hashem many times made us suffer when we decided to stomp on his Torah and say his mitzvah are irrelevant. You can adopt a modern-day Judaism where there is no real Torah, but remember, we have suffered because we have strayed from Hashem. We must be strong and obedient to Hashem." And I don't know what this is, halacha? With that, if we are to overcome our enemies and seek and destroy us, here's the good one. Our enemies, misspelled, not only seek to destroy us physically, but morally. Having gay men dressed in leather perform fake anal sex on a parade wagon in front of children, in front of the holy places in Jerusalem, is nothing less than kicking dirt on the face of our forefathers and on Hashem himself.
Is he talking about the movie Bruno?
I guess
about?
Like gay pride parades in Israel?
Yeah,
like
in Tel Aviv, there's a gay... gay and lesbian community center.
Tel Aviv,
and
anything goes.
And they're constantly just getting terrorized by by Jews.
Oh, but isn't the whole point of being in Israel terror, getting terrorized?
Yeah.
But not by each other.
If they, but
have you seen those people?
They're the terror is less there than outside the center, so it's kind of misleading. It's like a break from all the regular terror.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Listen, all I know is you're supposed to put your schmuchel inside of a vashpachim and not a tuchus. That's all I'm saying.
Hashem, Hashem, Hashem.
You know, you just said you were supposed to put your noodle inside of the family, not another guy.
I didn't say mishpucha.
Oh.
That's a word for vagina.
What is it?
I hope I said it right. Mishpuchim.
They said mish.
Not mishpucha. Similar. Maybe it's because families come from vaginas. That's why.
Oh, maybe.
I don't know.
Speak for yourself.
That'll be the only reason.
But I didn't say noodle. I said schmechel. That's a
whatever.
Penis. Jeez, Noah.
It's similar.
I meant noodle as in your penis.
You're Israeli, not an Ashkenaz, okay? I know Yiddish.
Yeah.
You know Hebrew.
Yeah, exactly.
Take that.
Okay, I don't like Yiddish.
I don't like it. I like it. It has its charm to it. But
charm? I think it sounds like throw up.
Sometimes, yeah. Because it's based on German. German sounds like throw up.
Yeah.
But it's very expressive, though. There's sometimes like there's...
Yeah.
Things would take like 16 words to say in English, and it's one word in Yiddish.
Yeah.
You know? Like Shlemiel. Shlemiel and Shlemazel, you know that?
Yeah, Shlemazel. My mom would call me a Shlemazel all the time.
The Shlemiel is the guy that's always fucking things up, like just, you know, spilling soup on someone. And the Shlemazel is the guy that is the recipient of the guy fucking up all the time.
Oh, so I guess I was more of a Shlemiel.
Yeah.
than a schlemazel.
Take that, Mom.
Yeah.
Next
time,
right now.
I am a schlemiel, Mother.
Call her up right now. Correct.
No. Rabba Mama.
It's a one-time.
It will no longer work. Rabba Mama. Rabba Mama.
You'll have to go back to episode 200. That's the only way.
Oh, we can't call her?
No.
Can you call my cell phone and I'll pretend that I'm her? I can't speak Russian, though, very well.
Yeah. I'll just say, you know.
Just say you're calling from the Jewish Center. Do you want to explain the difference between schlemiel and schlemazel?
Can we prank your mother?
No!
We'll just say that we're doing a community outreach for Goyim to understand Jews better. I'm a random Goy, and I want to know, like, different Yiddish terms.
You're from the Brighton Beach JCH.
Well, I'm not the right person to talk to about that.
Call her up and ask if her schlemazel is running.
You better go and catch it. Blit. Do you have schlemazel in a can?
I think that's how Rob was conceived.
Hey there.
A little schlemazel in the can.
Of course, Sandusky got arrested. That was botulism, though. Bad meat in the can.
He's getting that now, too.
Oh. And some matzo fry as well. No, you're right over there? I was passing out.
Maybe it's time for a music break.
All right.
Bad meat in the can.
And I think the video of that dude breaking his leg is finally on Deadspin, so we can all look at that.
Oh, good.
Oh, exciting.
During the break, and then we'll report back to you how bad it was.
All right, we're going to start the music break with a band we referenced earlier in
the
show. Good. Here's a little Cephala Carnage.
Yeah. Howdy, listeners. In order to keep up with all this jazz about social networking, Chuck Blandington is now on Twitter. Follow me at BlandInjection. It's mostly me making fun of Noah, Rob, and Frank. Oh, and I guess you should follow the Livecast as well. Their Twitter handle is at MILivecast. Twitter. I'm over it. This is Chuck Blandington with a special bulletin. If you live on the east coast of the U.S., that blackout you just experienced was due to Noah pleasuring herself with her new industrial strength shower massager. You're listening to the Metal Injection Livecast. Yeah. This is your announcer, Chuck Blandington, reminding you. Sid and Lunny have nothing to be ashamed of. I once shared a bed on vacation with Optimus Prime, and we leaked WD-40 all over each other. That doesn't make me any less of a man. You're listening to the Metal Injection Live Cast. Got any reefer? Nope. Okay, how about some crack cocaine? None of that either. What about glue? Do you have any glue? God damn. Then I guess I'll have to settle for the Metal Injection Live Cast. Here it is.
Thank you, Chuck Blandington. We are quite the addiction. Welcome back to the Metal Injection Live Cast. We just recently launched our new website, metalinjection.net/livecast.
Finally.
You have a soundboard there, and we're looking for mashups. We have a mashup contest for the next few weeks, and send us your mashups. Email us, upload it to SoundCloud or YouTube. Send us a link, post it on our Facebook fan page. Do what you need to do. The email would be, just email me, robert@metalinjection.net.
And Rob will forget to tell the rest of us.
No, I won't! Jeez, Noah. Anyway, the winner of our mashup contest will get two tickets to the Mayhem Festival this summer. Mastodon's on there. That's pretty
cool.
Is that
guaranteed, Rob? Didn't you at the first part of the show?
No, I said I can get two tickets to the Mayhem Festival.
Anywhere?
Yes. Anywhere in the country. Anywhere in the country.
What about Canada? Is this open to Canadians?
Yeah, sure. I think there's a Montreal date. And you will not only get that, but a free Metal Injection t-shirt. And so if you're a worldwide listener and you can't go to Mayhem Fest, you'll still be able to get the free Metal Injection shirt.
How long will that take?
Well, I don't know. I won't be sending the shirt. Our merch company will be sending
it. How long will it take you to get them the address?
Well, that's a different question altogether. And so I look forward to your mashups because there's a soundboard.
Yeah.
So that's exciting. You can download the sounds that Darren uses on the air, live. Like, Darren, give us a sampling of the type of sounds that they could hear.
I don't know, like, you want a fart or something? Here's a fart.
That's not a fart.
You did that.
No.
Shame on you. Oh, it's because my sound's down.
No, your sound is not down. Your sound is up. Look.
Okay, here's a song. There's a song for you.
Why are you coming home, baby?
You can have your own smell your dick sound, buddy.
There's some Shlomo on there.
There's a lot of Shlomo.
Throw some Shlomo on there.
I think so. Hello.
Lots of that.
And you can goodbye people.
Shlomo-C-H-O-I-N-E.
Yeah, I could do that.
You can just goodbye people on your own.
Oh, imagine our listeners start wanting their friends, and now they can actually properly goodbye them.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be fun.
Send us a tape of that, please.
Yeah. Yes. Will that count as a mashup?
Sure.
Balls.
The most fun clip.
Balls.
There it is.
April Fool's is tomorrow, so they can prank their friends with the soundboard.
Yep. There's plenty of options here.
Oh, man, I can't wait till Rob starts calling people, like Rob Soundbites.
Yeah.
you can make a lot of senses. There's a lot of sound bites.
Why don't you give away something to incentivize this?
So we should have a prank competition as well?
Not necessarily. Anything. Let's, you know.
A creative use of the soundboard. Can that be?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, sure. It doesn't have to be a mashup. It could just be
I want pranks, though. Let's do both. Let's do something for both.
I'm getting a little too happy with the soundboard. I'm putting it away.
It's very well designed, I have to say. I was playing around with it a long time.
Cool. Glad you like it, Darren.
What are we talking about?
The soundboard.
Oh. Darren! Darren!
Okay. In other news this week, Dave Mustaine was in Austin, Texas, house hunting. To be closer to his new best friend, Alex Jones.
Yeah.
And he randomly runs into Willie Nelson at a diner. Mm-hmm. And naturally, he has to tweet about it. And then moments later, the first tweet is like, how cool is this? I ran into Willie Nelson at a diner in Austin. And then the next one is, trying to get Willie Nelson to sing on my new album, Super Collider, out this June.
Yeah, good luck with that. And Willie Nelson's like, who the fuck is this?
It just looks like a younger Willie Nelson.
It's so funny.
Slightly younger.
Yeah. And, wow. So his first tweet was at 1:30 in the morning. And his second tweet was at 2:50 in the morning. So he must have been working, chewing Willie Nelson's ear off for a good hour. At least. And can you imagine that? Willie, how's it going? My name's Dave Mustaine. I'm also a musician, and
I got to get on the road again. I got to go.
I got this new album coming out this June. And I think the one thing that's missing is a little Willie.
Yeah. Okay. Good luck with
that. Do you think that Dave Mustaine was begging Willie Nelson to let him on his bus?
Absolutely.
Please let me in. I want to vape with you.
Willie Nelson.
Well, the rest of this program will be in Russian English.
Willie Nelson.
Yes, tell me about the Willie Nelson. I got to interrupt here, by the way, because I heard something yesterday. I went to the gym, and I'm listening. I'm just flipping around the radio because, you know, whatever, just to see what's on. There was this guy who had the thickest Russian accent. And was gay. and was doing a radio show of like 1950s standards. And he's like, and he has his special guest on called Bobby Rydell. He's like,
okay.
He's his old singer. I'm so happy to have my next guest on this program. Oh, he's so great. We love him. Oh, he is the best. He's kissing this guy's ass so much with his thick ass Russian accent. And then Bobby Rydell comes on and he's like, oh, yeah, thanks, Oleg. I like you too. You know, this is great. It's so awkward. No, really, really. Man, my huge audience in this program love you. We love you so much. Oh, you have such a good voice. He was like a Russian grandma, but a man. Oh, your voice is like golden shower. Oh, it's so wonderful. Anyway, that's it. I didn't interrupt you.
What station was this?
9:70 a.m. or something. It's like some conservative Fox News station, but I guess on Saturday they had like an old lady program. You know?
Weird.
Yeah. Go ahead. Sorry. Derail.
It's fine.
I forget. I don't even remember.
You were talking about Dave and Villanelle.
Oh, yeah.
Dave and Villanelle.
Oh, yeah. Sid, what did you want to say?
Just something about if he wants a little Willie on his album, all he has to do is sing. Dave Mustaine probably has a little Willie already.
Oh, I was saying how Willie Nelson was told he needs to stop smoking weed because his lungs are affected now, having smoked probably for the majority of his life. So now he only vaporizes.
He's only what, and he's also like 80 something years old.
Yeah.
Which isn't
so
old.
I mean, so weed counts for something.
Yeah.
You're saying weed made him live to 80?
Yeah.
You think?
Well, he's older than 80.
So weed made him live past 80.
Yeah, and he's, like, all there. You know, he still talks, he still performs.
Uh-huh. He's the exception, though.
Yeah.
Weed's terrible.
What people. About people that live past 80 that don't smoke weed?
He's actually 79.
Fail! Weed fail!
Well,
we have a soundboard clip for that, Noah.
Wrong! Noah, wouldn't you feel terrible now if he dies before he's 80?
Yep.
He dies while helping Dave Mustaine record his new song, Super Collider.
He dies of shame.
Isn't that like the tackiest thing to do is when running into a celebrity to be like, hey, you want to collaborate on my new album?
Yeah, that's like the reverse of when Dave Hill ran into What's-His-Face from Pantera.
Oh, yeah.
I just assumed he wanted
it. Yeah. Paul.
The way it probably went, though, was like, oh, hey, I'm a big fan of yours. I'm also in a band. My Dave Mustaine, and I'm in Megadeth. And Willie's like, it doesn't ring a bell.
Oh.
I used to be in Metallica also. Oh, okay.
Oh,
I've heard of them.
Damn it. Why do you mention that? I knew it could go nowhere good.
And of course, he was with Alex Jones in the diner. So then there's this photo of Willie Nelson, Alex Jones, and Dave Mustaine.
I wonder how much Willie Nelson wanted to walk away from that photo.
No, I'm sure Willie Nelson was just like, oh, look at these nice fans.
Yeah,
he thought
they were fans.
Yeah, he was really high.
No, man, I'm a platinum-selling artist. I swear. He should carry around his platinum records just to show people who have no idea who he is.
But they're in the trunk of his car.
He has photos on his iPhone of he just posted it like, look, see, this has my name on it.
Look, Willie, come to my trunk. Oh, shit, I'm getting the fuck out of here. No, I just want to show you my platinum records! And rant to you about homosexuals and plugging up African women's vaginas.
It was Adam and Eve, not Adam and Willie.
Adam and his Willie.
I am so excited that Mustaine has a new album coming out with Megadeth because that means he's back doing interviews.
Uh-huh.
So there's going to be so many great pull quotes. Like earlier this week, he revealed that he doesn't believe in evolution.
Uh-huh.
He was talking about the Higgs, what is it?
Boson?
The Higgs boson? Bozo? The Higgs bozo?
That's right. He's a fucking Higgs bozo.
And then he's talking about it. He's like, yeah, it's really fascinating, but, you know, science only takes you so far. You know, I don't believe in evolution. I'm more of a creationist guy. Or I don't know if he says creationist, but
I'm
like,
more of a creationist, like somewhat evolution and somewhat creation.
Wait. Let me find the exact quote.
I believe God made the plants, but evolution did everything else. What a schmuck! What a stoop! I really hope that his album though is like you know, the lyrics are his insane ramblings now, instead of just random, you know, like to be more geared toward the terrible things he believes. That would be great if you
didn't. It should be. What is he afraid of?
Because, like, when, you know, 25 years ago when he was a liberal, there was all liberal lyrics, right, about, like, anti-Bush and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So why can't he do the opposite now?
Well,
I would love
I feel
that.
Like he probably would be doing that, yeah.
Oh,
the
please,
yeah.
Please, God, if
it's
there's
like
a God in heaven.
Yeah. It's not like it's a secret that he's a wingnut now, so.
Just for the for it to be in a song form. Which
but that's
I
what feel
I'm
like
saying.
He doesn't
if,
have to
if,
hide
if,
it.
I feel
true,
like
yeah.
if you go back to the last two albums, though, it's not overtly
no.
right wing, but it's like conspiracy theory type stuff.
I want overt. Well,
yeah.
he had a Hangar 18. I mean,
yeah.
every band does shit like that.
Yeah.
It's not the same.
So here's the quote. Science is really interesting. I mean, I don't believe in evolution. I believe in creation. So science only goes so far with me. Science is interesting. Let's ignore it. But I really dig looking at that whole way that that's set up with the tubing and the piping and the reactors and all that stuff that goes along with it.
Yeah, tubing and reactors. But when it comes to fags, hell no. Fuck you, science. You're science can make a good pot of coffee, but no anal.
It was Sodom and Gomorrah, not sodomizing Gomorrah.
Yeah.
Gomorrah.
What is it?
Gomorrah.
What did I say?
Gomorrah, Sid. You didn't know
sure.
that?
Oh, yeah.
What is it?
Like Zsa Zsa Gomorrah.
Yeah. What is it?
Gomorrah.
Gomorrah. Gomorrah. Gomorrah. You leave off the A sometimes.
For savings?
Yeah. What?
For asshole.
For ass sex. Leave off the A for ass. It's actually ah, A-H.
Yeah. Leave off the ah for the ah sex.
Oh, I'm so glad to have Barbara Dell in here for the ass sex. So wonderful. Wonderful voice, wonderful. I wonder if your mother listens to that guy.
Probably.
Yeah.
That Russian radio is like how she gets her all her information.
But he's actually but he's just a Russian guy doing an American show.
Okay, though. I see. Yeah, because she'll always be like, you know what I heard on the radio? That you can go on the internet now to get this. And it's like Craigslist was like a marvel to her. That's how she learns about the world.
Was she like, well, you have a website. Do you know this Craig? Have you met at the website meeting?
How come you never talk about Craig?
Yeah.
Why
are you seeing anyone?
Why is there no Jenny list so I can see who you're having the sex with?
You should hook Jenny and Craig up. Jenny Craig, there you go.
So they can sell weight loss products. Robert, you're not thinking. Think. Think forward. You'll make
maybe,
some money.
Maybe your sister would like to meet this Craig?
Yes. He's an entrepreneur. He has a list. He has a website, you know, unlike you. You have a little petty little website.
I always tell you to make a list of things. You forget everything. You make a list like Craig.
You should make Robert list. Robertlist.com. Do it. No, do it. Really, do it.
Have you done, I want to, here's a reminder. Did you register robertlist.com?
She should just write that in your PBJ sandwiches. That's a little knife. Robert, here is your sandwich. Now remember, don't forget to register the robertlist.com. Robert.
No, but you should.
Yeah.
I should make a Robert list?
Yes.
Yo. No.
This is suggesting new names for Dave Mustaine's album and songs.
Mm-hmm.
Holy Wars are totally awesome. Darwin sells, but who's buying? Fucking camel jockeys and the liberals that smell like them.
I don't know. That's a little harsh. I don't like that one. Sorry.
Isn't that the name of this podcast? The subname?
That's his episode name.
Yeah. Yeah,
fucking liberals and whatever.
Camel jockey and liberals who smell like them.
Okay.
I'll leave the listeners to fill in the blanks.
We're going to get a lot. If we do that, it'll be a lot of conservatives downloading this episode and learning
stats
about
it. Stats are stats,
man. Yeah, exactly.
Maybe we can change them. They'll see how lovable and fun we are.
Mm.
Or maybe we could just make this a conservative podcast.
And yeah, that's where the big bucks are.
We'll just be like Rush Limbaugh. The full Nazis. The full Nazis today. Yo, Obama. Obama's a terrible person.
Pretty much got it down pat. That's basically what he is.
Blah, blah, blah.
Michael J. Fox.
Conservative talk Mad Libs.
Rachel Maddow's a dyke.
There, done.
Can you sell that, Rob?
Sold.
Sponsors?
Do we have any more downloads than usual already, Rob?
Yes.
You're welcome.
Oh, so during the break, we watched the video of the basketball player who, like, broke his leg in half.
Right.
He's got two knees now.
We watched the replay, and it, like, kind of just went, like, into three pieces.
And the fucking team is still winning. I had Duke winning my NCAA pool. This is costing me. I was. The worst thing about me, when I saw that injury at first, I was like, oh, I hope that's their star player. Win and I'll win some money, but it wasn't. It was like a bench scrub.
Well, the funniest thing about the full, like, there's 20 funny things about it. But, I mean, the funny thing about it is that Noah, you know, we told her to Google it, and she starts typing, and all of a sudden you later, like 2 seconds later.
Yeah.
Oh, my God! Like, snapped it out!
It's not like that.
Yeah, you all pretty much did. You freaked up. You screamed at the top
of your chair.
It was so gross.
Yeah.
Ugh. That must be so painful, because he didn't just, like, crack his bone. He, like, broke his leg bone in half.
Yeah, like, came
that
off,
bone is basically really thick.
Did it come through the skin? I didn't see it close.
It was, like, wiggling. It was wiggling there. Ugh.
Someone's eventually going to get a close-up of it.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Not through the skin. You know what? Big deal. Suck it up. Get out there and play the fourth quarter, really.
It's, like, dangling.
Yeah.
Don't be a puss. Don't be a puss. Come on. It's the fucking Final Four. Come on.
Sid, you had a story. You said you went to a diner.
Oh, yeah. So yesterday, our friend Barry, who has been on the show before, and his wife had their first birthday party for their son.
Mm-hmm.
And it was at this diner in Brooklyn for some reason, because that's where you have first birthday
Which
parties,
diner?
I guess. Three Star.
First of all, I love that name.
Literally the most mediocre diner in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
They sat down and they thought, you know what? If we go on Yelp, no one's going to believe our name. So just make it three star. Make it match.
No, that diner's way older than Yelp.
I know. I was just joking.
Yeah, let's be modest, you guys. Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
That thing's been around since I was like 12, I think.
We shouldn't assume anything about it.
Well, the menu says serving your community for 40 years, and the menu itself is probably 20 years old.
Oh, it's true.
Still probably has mozzarella spelled wrong in the mozzarella sticks. But anyway, so we're sitting there, and halfway through the meal, I notice this family sitting at a table across from us. It's an old woman, probably, I don't know, like late 60s, at her hut. Very, it was the real life Mrs. Divitelli. It was ridiculous.
That's great.
It was her and her tiny little meek husband. She's like all painted up, tarted up with her big hair. And, like, awful makeup. And his tiny little husband with, like, a hat and bad, like, shaving cuts on his face. And their, like, 40-something-year-old, obviously gay son. And this woman was the most overbit. Like, she ordered everyone's meal for them. Like, they didn't get it to work. She's like, I'll have the salad. And he will have the lamb shanks with the side salad. And then the waiter asks the husband what dressing he wants on the salad, and she won't even let him answer that.
Wow.
She's like, you should get the French dressing. It's not so terrible. Direct quote. This is what she says.
It's not so terrible.
And the son tries to order, and she, like, pipes in every 2 seconds. Like, no. You actually want this. It's better. It's like, it was amazing. She wouldn't let anyone get a word in.
This is like living in the neighborhood I grew up in.
Yeah.
All the time it's like that. Yeah. You see people like that constantly.
But I was just weird. Watch this. I'm like, no wonder this dude is gay. Like, sometimes.
Wait, what?
Sometimes it is a choice, because if you grow up with that mother, why would you ever want to be around a woman again?
All right, fair enough.
Never again. Just give me dudes, please. And please don't make that a drop.
His mother made him like penis. That's what you're saying.
Yeah. But it was like,
and then she came into his bedroom and said, No. You don't want penis. Just try the vagina. It's not so terrible.
Yeah. Let me show you mine. And the other weird thing that happened at this, so we're at this table, and it's obvious it's a birthday party for a baby. And multiple times, extremely elderly women on their way out stopped at our table like, oh, it's a one-year-old birthday? I turned 83 today. How about that? Like, why are you competing with a baby? What is wrong with you?
Because they have no one else to talk to. They just want to talk to someone.
You won?
The spotlight.
Big deal.
Okay.
I'm 91.
I'm 93. Can you imagine?
You think you poop in your pants all the time?
Could you imagine?
That's what she said. That's what one of them actually said.
19, now, think about how old you are. Think about how many years you've lived. Double it. You're still not there.
Yeah, now you're at 2. You schmuck, ya.
Now, multiply it by 93.
Yes.
That's where I am.
I'm almost dead, you prick.
Where's my balloon? You're fucking me a balloon.
You should get cancer. Try that. See how that works on you.
That's how I lost my Maury.
Oh. I'm sorry, Gene. I didn't mean to bring that up again. I'm sorry. I get carried away. It's when I eat this fajita shrimp that they have here. I told my gay fabulous son not to eat that.
The husband was like halfway through the side salad. Just like, you should stop now. You don't want to get too full before the lamb comes out. We'll take this home. You have it for later.
Oh,
it's okay. You ate enough of the salad.
She's the worst.
She's like a failed wedding planner.
Everything is micromanaged.
She
wanted to be a wedding planner. She failed in life, and now she plans her family's meal.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so terrible.
Oh, like, I'm shivering at the thought of this woman.
Like a man who had just completely given up.
Yeah, well,
like,
how else could you look when married to that?
He probably put up a fight for like 6 years.
But he looked like the life was completely sucked in.
He looked like a corpse,
yeah.
A shell.
Like, it's just not even worth saying a word to her anymore. Just nod your head.
I can't get over her arguing with a one-year-old baby.
Yeah. That's great.
I'm 90! Can you believe that, little rat?
Why the fuck do we care? So awkward.
Oh, 3-star, the most modest of diners.
Yeah.
<That's> right.
I'd say that's the episode title.
The most modest of diners.
Yeah,
like sounds like a children's book. The little diner that could.
Yeah.
Make shitty lobster bisque.
Ugh.
Was it bad?
Salt to death.
Why would you get lobster bisque at 3-star?
I get lobster bisque whenever it is available. So.
What did you order as your meal?
Mozzarella sticks.
That's it?
Why I know that the mozzarella was spelled wrong.
Oh.
I didn't. What was I going to get there? Steak? Terrible.
It was birthday.
I thought you can't fuck up mozzarella sticks, but no, those were pretty shitty also.
Hey, what? How many stars does this diner have?
Yeah.
I'd give it like a star
now
and a half.
Maybe
out of what?
That's why.
4?
Out of 5.
Maybe they're like, all right, we're actually a 1.5 star diner, so we can't say 5-star because no one will believe us. But if we say 3-star and it's 1.5,
well, why use the star rating at all?
Everybody
if you know
wants
your
an underdog story.
It's not like the name of your restaurant has to be a star rating. Just make it, you know, the Oceanside Diner.
Or maybe 3 stars actually went into the diner, like 3 celebrities.
Okay. Frankie Valli.
This is the... Down. So they're going to change their name when, like another star comes in.
Yeah. Rob?
I'm going over there now.
3.25.
3 stars and a micro celebrity.
Yeah, micro celebrity.
Yeah.
The moderately good food restaurant. Like, I don't understand why you use
the
star.
Okay,
they should just
diner.
Use that woman's quote. It's not so terrible.
Not so terrible.
Yeah,
it's not, you could do worse.
That's their slogan on the awning. It's not so terrible. 3-star diner. It's not so terrible.
Some yenta.
No, or you know how like some local businesses have commercials on cable TV?
Yeah.
Yes.
They can use her.
Some diners you go to are a little too hoity-toity, fancy-smancy. Yeah, you don't want
so
that.
So terrible.
And then some of them are just so terrible. But 3-star diner, it's not so terrible.
Gene Schmulski of Brooklyn, New York says, I passed a 1-year-old baby on the way out. Can you believe that?
And I was 93.
No, I'm 93. The insult.
I imagine to celebrate 1 year.
Campion 95 wants to know what the bathroom was like, Sid. I can answer that. It's in the basement. You have to walk
down.
There's
an upstairs bathroom.
Is
there?
They changed that then.
Yeah. This
was
new, yeah. I haven't been there for 10 years now.
Barry's son kept asking to go to the downstairs bathroom, though, but they wouldn't take him there. There's one right here. Why would we talk about it? He kept wanting to go to the downstairs one. I don't know why. He's very
that's against my principles. I don't like...
Huh? No, like.
No, I'm just.
Where's
I'm
the
3-star?
It's
on
off
Avenue,
Ocean
U,
Avenue.
Avenue U and 16th.
Yeah,
17th.
Yeah.
I don't remember a diner being there. Like
it's
the
it's like in the middle of the street. It's not.
16th.
Yeah.
We're giving
like
them great
the
publicity.
Train station, like 1 block over.
Yeah.
Oh,
there's like a gross
it's like by a pizzeria
Asian
or something.
Fruit stand.
Like, next to the 1-star fruit stand.
Yeah. Basically, there's a Payless across the street.
They used to be on that same block. There was a Subway clone, fake Subway.
Oh, and the Donut Connection.
Yeah.
Oh, the Donut Connection.
Donut Connection is fake Dunkin' Donuts for all you non-New Yorkers. And they had a place called U-Sub.
Ah,
which was a fake Subway. And I asked the guy, because they had the exact same meat as Subway.
Yeah.
Everything the same.
It was probably the meat that Subway was throwing out at the end of the day.
No, I asked the guy. I was like, how do you get the perfect Subway clone? And he's like, Chinese guy. He's like, oh, there's a company. They sell Subway for one-quarter price. It's probably horrible, horrible meat that they just shape to look like Subway.
It's rejected meat.
Yeah.
It's all horse meat.
It probably was.
Well, I would see Donut Connection pop up. That was the first Donut Connection
there's
I ever saw.
A bunch
saw.
Of them, yeah.
But now they're all with like the Hershey's ice cream stores. It's like a Baskin-Robbins Dunkin' Donuts answer.
There's a Dunkin' Donut Connection inside of a real Subway now that I saw.
What?
Yep, on Notion Avenue or somewhere around there.
Maybe U-Sub is just the Subway, like it's still Subway, but they're like, all right, people don't want to pay for our brand
but still
and our license.
Oh, so, I see what you're saying.
So
yeah.
We'll just sell them.
But they're gone. They're not there anymore.
Oh, that's sad.
You sub are gone. I was very depressed. It was good.
I don't know, Dad. Why not just go to a deli? Why go to the Subway?
Yeah, you're on Avenue either.
Yeah.
I just like the idea of a U sub. I don't know. I like the name.
You like the concept of a lower grade sub.
Yeah. You like to live on the wild
sub.
Side.
The Subway is 5 stars. I mean, it. On a curve,
okay.
Grading on a curve is Subway 5 stars, 3 star equivalent.
6 stars. I like the marketing got to me. I'll
the non marketing.
I like sticking it to Subway by eating at their clone restaurant.
Subway is like the Yankees of food sub shops.
That's true.
That's why I prefer Blimpie. Mm. Blimpie is like the Mets.
Okay. Disgusting.
It was better in the 80s now. You can barely find one.
What's a Blimpie?
Blimpie?
What?
Oh.
I've never been
there used to be one on King's Highway.
There was one by Brooklyn College.
Yeah.
It was on the corner of that Burger King. Where that Burger King
wow,
was.
Shame on you.
What do they do in Blimpie?
It's just
a better Subway.
Yeah.
How about
it? It was definitely better than Subway.
Or Subway's a worse Blimpie. Let's say that. Because they came first.
Mm-hmm.
Fuckers.
Yeah.
That's the one thing that really offended me about the series finale of 30 Rock. Was that the main thoughts through it was that the writers were all deciding what to order for lunch, and the one like schlubby loser writer that never got his way insisted on getting Blimpie, and everybody else was trying to stop him.
Really?
Like Blimpie was some evil punishment.
Really?
Yeah.
Of like
that's
bad
terrible.
Food.
Bad. Blimpie's fantastic.
How dare they?
Well, it's processed meats. I mean, it can't be that good for you.
Give you a fucking prize.
I like going to a nice Italian deli to get my cold cut sammies.
No,
where
those
they,
are great.
Bake the bread in store.
Sometimes you press for time though.
That's
there's
true,
a Subway
that's
right
true.
There. John's Deli is the best.
Oh, John's
there?
Deli
Ooh.
Is good.
Where's that?
It's on Stillwell Avenue.
Yeah,
like all the way.
Oh yeah, yeah, like off 86.
Big
yeah.
fat Italian dude back there,
yeah.
Harry arms making a sandwich for
I
you.
I mean, the ultimate place is the one.
Leone's.
Leone's.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yep.
Leone's was good.
That was heaven on earth.
Sometimes I just think about getting in my car and just going back there.
Something stopping you?
There's no reason you shouldn't. That is a great idea.
Rob.
Let's go right now.
Yeah.
Didn't you all order Leone's before the show once when I got here? There was Leone's
here.
Not here, like
not
at
here,
the,
no.
the old studio.
Yeah.
Yeah, all the time.
It was a few blocks away.
Oh, because they had their sausages too.
We can't go today because it's a holiday.
Yeah,
yeah.
They're probably closed.
Yeah, they're probably closed. But we should totally do that.
Serving the body of Christ on a sandwich today.
Sausage.
Someone was telling me that when they do, and this is not really an Easter thing, but when they do the wafer, you know, they believe that that's really, like, it's not a symbol for Jesus. Like, they believe it really turns into Jesus.
Yeah.
What?
Well, the grandma.
What is the symbol? What is the tradition?
In other words, you go and they, like, you go up to the priest and everyone goes in a line and he gives you a little wafer, puts it on your tongue, you swallow it, and then you drink a little glass of wine. Like,
what's the wafer made out of?
It's like a regular cookie. I don't know. It's like
matzo.
Do they make it like in the churches or do they purchase it?
You purchase it from the church franchise.
Like
you
like you Christ.
Oh,
that was Jesus that dropped my mic.
Yeah.
Now you're going to hell. See, it's a sign. He dropped his mic. But they like rational, normally rational people believe that this is like not a metaphor. Like, it's really Jesus going inside your body. Like, really?
How'd you feel about Jesus inside of you, Noah?
No, thank you.
I don't know where all the Jews were today. Maybe they were out celebrating killing Christ because there was, like, no Jews on the road today coming here.
Well, it's also Passover, though, so maybe there. Is this the last day of Passover?
No.
Started on Monday.
Sunday night.
Well, that's today.
Last Sunday night it started, I mean.
Oh, it started last Sunday night. So then tomorrow, when does it end?
I don't know. But during Christmas, Jews all, like, go out to clubs and stuff because they know that only Jews are out.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what they're doing. They're just, like, partying.
No, someone in the chat wants to know if you'd fuck Judas.
No.
Why? Isn't he a Middle Eastern man?
I am
nice
happy
tan, you know?
Being in a relationship and fucking my boyfriend.
Oh, all right. So hypothetical if you weren't in a relationship.
No.
Okay. Good answer.
Isn't he, like, 3,000 years old or something?
Well, another hypothetical if he was alive now.
Prime. These are a lot of hypotheticals.
Yeah, well, it's a hypothetical question. I freely admit that.
I feel like you keep extending the hypothetical so that I'd say yes.
All right. Would you fuck a man living today that looked and like Judas?
What if Judas looked and acted just like Jake? Would you fuck him then?
That's a good one.
That's hypothetical.
Wait, I don't want to get in trouble.
What if Adolf Hitler was reincarnated as Jake and killed Jake
and then was hanging out with you and was like, Hi, Noah,
You knew it was Hitler. What would you do?
But he looks like Jake.
Oh, that's really tough because I really like how Jake looks.
Okay, there you go. So you would have sex with Hitler. Done. Open and shut case.
I guess Jake and I would have to have the conversation of whether or not I should fuck someone after he's dead. Or
if he looks exactly like him, he wouldn't be insulted. And he's not even Jewish. He wouldn't care about Hitler.
Wait, is he dead or not? If he's
Hitler,
dead,
yes.
Then
Hitler's
how is
dead.
Hitler reincarnated as Jake if Jake's dead?
They used his body. The Nazis figured out a way to reanimate his body in the future.
Okay, reanimated, not reincarnated.
But using Jake's body.
Okay. So like a Frankenstein kind of thing.
Yes.
Just try to clarify.
Or they cloned him using Jake's DNA. How about that? Like Jurassic Park.
But Jake's dead.
Yes. The real Jake is dead, but there's another man.
With Jake's DNA?
Exact same body and appearance, but it's Hitler inside.
Noah is definitely a fan of Jake's DNA. That I think we can all agree on. So that's a good selling point to...
Would you fuck Jonah and the whale in a threesome?
No.
What else?
Noah's not into whales.
Oh, what if they put Hitler's brain into Jake's head?
But he could still play guitar.
No, he couldn't play guitar because Hitler's brain doesn't have that knowledge.
What if Hitler took guitar lessons growing up? You don't know.
That's true. Good
one
point.
Of my favorite parts about Jake is his brain, though.
Right.
So, I don't know.
Tough.
These are very tough questions.
Bro. What if Jake's personality and Hitler's personality merged into one brain? And he acted like he incorporated the personality of both.
I mean, more than it already is. The things Jake says off the air, wow.
Oh, dear.
I don't know, this is too hard. This is too difficult to answer.
I'm
just glad that it's all hypothetical and that it's not going to happen.
As far as you know.
Yeah. Oh, you getting turned on?
Oh, this is Hitler.
No. Hitler killed my family.
What? No, he didn't. You were in Israel. How'd that happen?
No, my family was in the Holocaust.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Who?
My grandmother.
Really?
I
didn't know this.
Okay, actually, three of my grandparents, because my dad's parents both remarried, so I have three sets of grandparents.
Okay.
And both
some
of
fucking loyalty right there. Pay attention to that, Jake.
See, he was in the Holocaust and still had time to cheat.
Fucked up.
How do you know it was because of cheating?
I don't know. I'm assuming. Sue me. Men, you know, they're all the same.
Right?
Well, my grandfather wasn't in the Holocaust, but his brother was in the French Resistance, and the Nazis captured and tortured him for information, and they murdered him.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
After he gave up information? Like, we don't need you.
Well, he's a war hero, so I don't think he did.
They have French war heroes? I don't think that's a thing.
Yeah, he has a thing in the movie, I think.
Interesting.
Yeah, and my grandmother was in the Holocaust, and all of her family was slaughtered, and she was only a child.
How'd she get away? Giving up information on other people?
No. No, after the war. After the war.
Noah's family's rats. They're all rats.
Yes, they're all rats. Because they have Jewish names.
Noah's grandmother was Anne Frank.
Yeah, that's what I was asking, if they met Anne Frank or if there's any connection.
What country were they in at this point for Israel?
I'm not sure, but like around Romania and Moldova.
Okay. So you're an Ashkenaz after all.
Yeah.
I thought you were like one of those, you know, swarthy Middle Easterners.
No, I'm not an Arab.
Oh, okay. What? Arab?
She says looking at Rob.
Oh, that's right. She did do that.
But my best friend is an Arab, so doesn't that teach the world something?
Oh, Rob.
I'm not an Arab. She didn't mean him. She has another friend that's an Arab.
You have another best friend?
My friend Mahmoud.
Mahmoud. I love you more, too. I love it, you.
Can I just say that look you gave Rob, if you directed it at his leg, it would have snapped like that guy in the basketball. Oh, we'd be looking at that on Deadspin right now.
My dad is Jew. He's not Arab.
Yo.
My dad is Jewish. My brother Bila. I show you his horns. You'll only believe your dad's Jewish. Present the horns.
Yeah, he filed them down to escape Iran. That's what happened.
No, my father, he take the horns off his head.
Bringing it back to 06 again.
Livecast throwback.
Throw.